John Paul II, when he was writing his encyclical on the Eucharist, encouraged us to have Eucharistic amazement, to be just full of wonder in the Eucharistic moment. And there's all sorts of ways in which we can speak about that. But the Feast of Corpus Christi was initiated in the Middle Ages to help the people to understand more deeply, or to appreciate, or to experience more deeply the presence of Christ in the Eucharist. That he is really present to us. As our biblical faith tells us in John's Gospel, unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. And if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll abide in me and I in you. And I'll raise you up on the last day. So this eating of the flesh of the Lord and drinking his blood is the great gift. And he's really present. The word that's used in the scripture there is trogon, which means, in the Greek it has its derivative from when people would just be munching something, using, really eating. It's that sort of language. It's the real presence of Christ. We really eat of him. And that's why people were scandalized, of course, when he said this. They thought he was talking about cannibalism. But they hadn't thought, as Jesus said, of the resurrection. What will happen if the Son of Man should rise again? And the other derivative for that word is it's sort of like the staple diet, that horses eat hay and monkeys eat bananas and cats drink milk and this sort of thing. And so what do human beings eat to live? What's the staple diet of a human being? Well, Christ. Paul says, for me to live is Christ. And so to eat of the flesh of Christ, to drink his blood, is to live. And without this, we don't have fullness of life. We have the fullness of life in and through the Eucharist. And so we come here hungry. The people on the side of the mountain there in the Gospel were hungry in a lonely place on a journey with the Lord. We come here hungry too. Hungry to partake of the food of life. Partake of Christ himself into our very selves. And to allow this food to change us and make us new. And of course the church has tried to express the reality of this real presence. And so we've used all sorts of language that sometimes can seem foreign, but does have meaning. And Thomas Aquinas came up with the language of transubstantiation. That the whole substance, consecration, the whole substance of the bread is changed into the whole of Christ, the body of Christ, and the whole substance of the wine is changed into the blood of Christ, and it's the whole Christ that is present to us and for us in this Eucharist, that he is the bread of life for us, really, truly, and substantially present, really present, like the not just in the faith of the people, but whether we believe it or not, he's present. And truly present, like that's not just by a sign pointing to a reality, but the truth is there in reality. And substantially, of course, that the substance changes and the appearances remain. So if we do some sort of scientific analysis, we'd only find, by science, bread and wine. But we know, in truth, the substance has changed. It's now the body, blood, soul, divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we receive. And he comes to us not just to be adored. This is a time when we, in Eucharist, we adore Jesus. So that's why the Pope has asked us to sort of have a genuflection or a bow or something before we receive. And we receive him in adoration. But we receive him to into ourselves to be changed into His very likeness, so that the love that's in the heart of Christ would come into our own hearts as well. That when you eat normal food, and it sort of just assimilates into your body, and it's, you know, just some of it goes into the sewer. That's what happens to normal food. It just gets assimilated into us. But when we eat the Eucharistic food, we become assimilated into Him. If we eat with true faith and openness, we become like Him. You actually become what you eat. And so when we come with eager hearts and hungry for the Lord, we're changed into His very likeness. So this is the sacrament of love. The Eucharist is the representation of the great love of Christ who died on the cross for our sake. And so the sacrifice of Christ and His great immense love, in His self-giving love from the heart of God Himself, is present to us. And when we receive of Him, we actually are formed into that way of loving. And so here in the Eucharist, Christ is broken and given for our sake. The identical thing between this what happens here and what happened on Calvary. And so we are drawn into that. And a community that's truly eating of the body and blood of the Lord, is truly participating in the Eucharistic sacrifice, is going to be a community of great love. Because it's explosive love. When Benedict spoke about this, when his Pope, he spoke about this like a nuclear fission. When a bomb goes off, it's sort of like a energy, and it's just immense, and it's just forever sort of multiplying. And it's like that with the Eucharist, when we partake of the explosive energy and love, of the self-giving love of Christ given for us on the cross, here in this Eucharist, when we partake of this, we become lovers too. We become self-giving. We become other-centered as He was. We become changed into His likeness. And so it's good for us to come hungry, come yearning for all that the Lord would give to us every time we come to Eucharist. And to, yes, have hearts of adoration, because we adore the Lord, but even more so, hearts open to allow His love to fill us, allow His love to change us, and to change us into His very likeness. And to allow Him also to unite us and make us one. The Eucharist is what makes the church. The Eucharist is what makes us a community. When we come here and allow ourselves to enter into Christ, we say amen to Him when we put out our hand. When Augustine spoke about this, he said, when you say amen, say it twice, really. Amen first, of course, to the real presence of Christ who I'm about to receive. But then also amen to the Christ who is already present in the brothers and sisters who I'm gathered with. And if I eat of the body of Christ in this Eucharist, we will all become more the body of Christ. We eat of the body of Christ to become the body of Christ, to be united in Him. This great gift of Eucharist, then, the love of God in the whole Trinity, between Father and the Son, being poured out in Christ on the cross and through the Holy Spirit, this love is made present to us here, tangibly in the sacrament. As we receive Him and become more who we're meant to be as human beings. And the unity that God always has in the Trinity, that same unity we are meant to have with one another. As we partake of the body of Christ, we become more united as one in Him. So let's have a little bit of Eucharistic amazement. Let's have a little bit of Eucharistic wonder. Wonder at the Christ who is here. Wonder at the love that's poured out for our sake. Wonder at the Christ who is broken and given for our sake. And allow ourselves to be united with Him in being broken and given one another. Yes, it's